As I look back on all of my days, so many times and so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say is God is still good. Now sometimes the night brings sorrow and pain, sometimes the tears fall like the rain, but through it all, He's never changed. God is still good. Amen, church. God's still good. Amen. Now there have been times that I've let Him down, made my mistakes, but still I have found, though I stumble and fall, but through it all, God is still good. Mercy still flows from the palm of His hand. He will give grace and help me to stand. And although He knows how unworthy I am, God is still good. I'm thankful for the goodness of God this morning. Amen. And it's so good to see you here in the house of the Lord. We're going to move a little swiftly this morning. We have a special something that we want to share with you. Most of you are here for that reason, some of you that are visiting with us today. And we thank you for that. And we'll share a little bit about that as we get a little bit closer. But it is so good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. You be much in prayer for the service. And we're looking forward just to a great day. It is homecoming 2025 here at Calvary. Amen. Let me just say that before I forget it, there's a very special bulletin that has been made for today. It'll take you back into the history of Calvary, back before it was a Calvary here in this building. And I'm looking forward to having one of those and going back and looking and studying a little bit on the history of the church as well. But make sure you grab a bulletin before you leave. Would you pray for us this morning? And we're going to sing that my Redeemer, He is faithful and true. As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and
my Redeemer is faithful.
my Redeemer is faithful and true.
My heart rejoices when I read the promise. There is a place that I'm preparing for you. And I know I'll see my Lord face to face, 'cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. What a wonderful moment, what a glorious time. The day I met Jesus, I'm his and he's mine. Blinded eyes are now open, see the light of day.
What a great As the choir finds their place, let me say, welcome to Calvary Baptist Church's homecoming 2025. We're so glad that you're here. We're so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ that he has connected us to all those who have trusted him as their Savior. Do you know what Mary was told by the angel when Jesus was coming? The angel told Mary, the child you're going to give birth to is going to, his kingdom shall have no end. Of his kingdom, you know what that means? Jesus is the King of forever. Can you believe that? The King of forever. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you are part of the forever family. And so let me do this today. Let's set a date. Anybody who will join me 110 years from now, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, let's meet by the Crystal Sea. We'll have the food. We'll have the worship. We'll have, would you be willing to come? Would you come 110 years from now? Deborah Perry, Jaden's call, you'd be there. I call sitting by Miss Lucille. Who you got? Who's got Barbara Anderson? Let's do that. We're just so grateful. And you know, if we do that, and I'm dead serious, I want to do that. And I pray the Lord will grant that to me to see your face there that day. But you have to have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior to make sure that happens. But you know who will be there that day? Carter Martin. How about that? I know many of you guys are excited that he's getting baptized today. I got a text late that night that Carter Martin had trusted Jesus as his Savior, and I just sent back, boom. His mama prayed for him. His daddy prayed for him. And today they're going to be baptized. But we're just so glad you're here. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to do that very special thing. Will you bow your heads with me? Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for those things that I've said are true. God, I'm thankful that the day I got saved, I got up and I was truly changed, God, from the inside out. Thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you. There's still the very best thing that's ever happened in my life. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would look down on this service, this gathering of people today, and you'd involve yourself. I pray you'd strengthen Pastor Snyder today as he brings the word of God. I pray that you'd be with Jaden's call and Miss Perry, God. I pray you'd touch them and anoint them with your spirit, God, and help them to sing for you. And I pray that in the coming days, this service will be a help to us in the weeks to come. And I especially pray today, if there's someone who's not yet trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, this would be the very best day of their life. And they would do that thing. Would you grant that to us? Look our way. Breathe on us. Be pleased with what you hear today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We kind of danced around with when to do the baptism, tried our best to try and get everyone that we could here. We had baptism last Sunday, too. Amen? That's a great thing. But wasn't able to make that happen last Sunday. And I thought, well, what a greater Sunday than on a homecoming. Because now we know that another one's coming home. Amen? And if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you can before you leave. You can before you leave. Please make that decision today and accept Christ. What a great, great time it is to be in the house of the Lord today. Vernon, step down here, brother, and help us out a little bit. We're going to do a congregation song. If you wouldn't mind, come down here and grab hold of that bass, and we'll put Jackson over. Hey, This is what he's used to doing when he's on a stage, and we're going to have him come up and help us out a little bit this morning. It's great to have Second Coming with us. They just had an appointment. It changed, and they're able to be here with us this morning, and we're so thankful for that. Thank you for all of you who are visiting here at Calvary today. I tell you what, stand up, stretch your legs, grab a hold of the hymnal, turn to page number 390, page 390. And we're going to sing a great song, I believe, that goes around for homecoming this morning. And that is, When We All Get to Heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. $396,
isn't it? $393 if you need it. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy.
Sing that second verse while we walk.
While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign.
The last.
Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will
sing, church.
We shall tread streets of gold.
If you will remain standing, this first offering is going to be our regular tithes and offering, okay? At the end of the service, we're going to take up a special offering for the group that is here with us, of whom I will announce here in just a few moments. Again, regular tithes and offering for the first offering, all right? Father, we love you and praise you and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be in your house this morning. Thank you for this great group of folks that have came this way today. Lord, we're here for one reason, that is to worship you and to praise you. And Lord, now we thank you. Lord, thank you for Carter that accepted you as his personal Savior a couple of weeks ago. And he has taken that first step in believer's baptism. And Lord, we're so thankful for that. Lord, I pray that you would, Lord, your hand would be on the service today. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with our group. I pray that you'd be with Brother Snyder. Lord, I pray that you just give us a great time today in your house. Lord, you're worthy of our praise. And again, that's the reason we came. Lord, I pray that you would touch someone's heart. Maybe someone is in this building today that has never accepted you as their Savior. And Lord, may this be the day that they'd realize that and come to know you as the Lord of their life. Now, Lord, bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. You know all that is needed. We'll praise you and we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated.
Thank you.
We are so glad this morning we started calling around and trying to find someone that could come and be with us today. I believe that they already had something that was scheduled, a trip or something.
We were going to be off this weekend.
He sure did, and we're glad that we fit into them. Would you please make welcome this morning Deborah Perry and Jaden's Call.
The glory of God. somebody said about the Bible, which in other words, they wish they had done it for you. And I've heard so many stories about elderly people that said, what's one thing that you would want to change about your life? And the first thing they said is get saved early. I tell you what an amazing testimony in this day and age to have a young person that's probably more like you're still in school, Carter. And I tell you what, son, keep your head up. Don't get distracted from anything in this life. The kids, the pressure, the things of life, don't let them lose your focus on Christ. I'm telling you, keep your focus on Christ. Guess what? He's going to keep you. And that's one thing about Jesus Christ. I love that he has that keeping power. He not only has the power to save us, but he has the power to keep us. I tell you what, I'm so excited every time we hear about that or see that in person. I tell you what, that about makes me run down the aisle and swing your chandeliers. I'll be honest with you. It's exciting to see somebody come over. And here's the thing. Here's what the scripture says. And so many people have taken this out of context for many, many years. My dad was a pastor, was a minister over 60 years. And here's one thing that a lot of people kind of get out of context. You say, what do you mean? The Bible says that when one comes to the Lord, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels. The Bible doesn't say what the angels rejoice. Did you catch that? There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels. So if I'm right here, I'm in your presence. I'm not you, but I'm in your presence. So that tells me one of two things. Either it is our loved ones that have gone on, or it could be Jesus Christ himself. I'll tell you right now, that excites my soul to think that they're up there, they're rejoicing with whoever's up there. The point is, when one comes home to the Lord, I tell you what, it is going to be a rejoicing time during that time. How many is glad to be in the house of God? That's about 10 of you didn't even raise your hand. It's all right. We're used to that. It's okay. Listen, we want to do a song that just talks about having a new name written down for you. Hope it touches you. I was lost in shame, not get past my lane, till he called my name. I'm so glad he changed me, darkness held me down, Jesus pulled me out, I'm no longer bound. I'm so glad he changed me, see I'm now a new creation in Christ, the old is gone, there's
there is a new name. 16 years of our ministry that we've had a singer that I've had to look up to. I'll tell you right now, that's pretty impressive right now. But the thing is, he's been that height since he's about 16, 17 years old. And he's only 21 years old. So they say he might grow another couple inches maybe before it's all over. Lord have mercy. There ain't enough room for that bust a little bit more of you, I'm just telling you. But he has done an amazing job. He's been with us for over 3.5 years. Now, when he first joined us, true story, he always smiles. You ever see those people, they always smile about everything. They never have a frown hauling out. Even the sound guy raises his hand. Man. So anyway, he's always smiling. But here lately, he has really been smiling because he has done found him a honey back home. And I'm telling you, he done told us she's the one. You know what? He said, y'all get out in a minute. He said she is no doubt the one. And I tell you, I said, well, why are you waiting 10 more years for that? You might as well just go ahead and just get it all set in stone. He said he's praying about it. Y'all glad to see from Hager Hill, Kentucky, Mr. Waylon Bates. Thank you, Waylon. You probably don't even know who this is just by her name on the back. Her family, this is my wife, her family group is a group called the Perrys. She traveled in for 18 years. While with the Perrys, she don't like to brag. I think the Bible says to give honor to whom honor's due, and I think it's all right. But while with the parish, she was nominated twice for favor to spread all the gospel news. She said, it's not my saying. She said, that about $2 to give you a cup of coffee, that's about it. But I tell you what, she's the background of our group, and I tell you what, she does a lot of things in the background that you don't see. She is the voice, she is the key person in this group, brothers and sisters. We look at each other, we're just like, I know, we're about to die, y'all. Like, my goodness, we went up 10 stairs. We're about to pass out.
It was about
20.
It was about
20.
Yeah,
but
we got out there and we were all trying to take a picture. They were on the ledge.
We couldn't make it to the ledge. It was pretty rough.
I said, you're
going
to have to give me just a minute.
It's hard on fluffy people. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me and Chris, we're a little bit overweight. So we're thinking about changing the name of the group from Deborah Perry and James Cole, Little Debbie and the Nutty Buddies. Was it going? But anyway, y'all glad to see my wife. We do call her Little Debbie. Deborah Perry Rudy from the Longest Orchestra. And this one right here, you guys are blessed. She's a mighty fine baritone singer, and this group will be able to do a lot of the things it does without it. So please make welcome my cousin, Christopher Reed. We hope you all enjoy us. If you enjoy us, go tell your friends that you saw Deborah Perry and James Cole. If you don't, tell them you went to go see the Inspirations.
Some of y'all didn't get that.
Some of you did get that. I won't wait until see.
We love this. Inspirations.
And if you'll just stand up there and behave where I can get my words out. I love it, but boy, I tell you, being traveling with a married couple, it has its moments. You know what I mean?
He ain't saying a word.
But this morning, I always try to listen to some preaching on Sunday morning. And I love it. I love the preached word of God. You know, we could not sing our songs if it weren't for the Bible and everything that's in it. But I want Waylon to sing this song. And maybe this will take you back, some of you. How many's been here over 50 years? So this song may take you back. An older gentleman up in Michigan wrote this song and sent it to us. And it's one of my favorite. We don't sing it very often. But it just simply says that no one loves you more than Jesus. He had a conversation with his grandfather one day. And his grandfather told him, he said, whatever you do and wherever you go, always remember that nobody is going to love you like Jesus.
Old walls could talk, what a story they could. These old horns can speak, they tell about the tears that we have shed. Cause no one loves you more than Jesus does. No one loves you more than Jesus, who gave his life for us. In this life, we have hope in Jesus' name. Even when we fail him, his love.
Yeah.
Jaden and Emery, the name of our group, Jaden's Call. That's in honor of our grandson who was born out of a teenage pregnancy. And we found out at 21 weeks that he would be born without the upper lobes of his brain. The doctors told us and prepared us for a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know if he was going to live or die. And this past August the 27th, our precious Jaden turned 19 years old. God is with us. You can put those pictures out there for Jaden. There, you know, in that time that we were going through all of this, I wish that I had the relationship with the Lord in that I have today. It has grown my faith in ways that I would have never, ever imagined. You know, so those trials, they don't always come to stay. But sometimes they come to change us from the person that we used to be to the person that we are today. So no matter what you're going through, if you'll keep your eyes on the Lord. So, you know, all of these years, you know, Jaden is very disabled. But you know what? Look at that. Look at that smile. You know, we just about lost him this past January. Oh, but God. You know, God had a different plan. He said, I'm going to let this little boy live just a little bit longer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You wonder why I act all crazy about the Lord? It's because of what I know that he's done for us. So, to make a long story short, Ashley went on to get married later. And she has a daughter named Isabella. And she had her last child. His name is Emery, back in 2000 and what year was he born? 2019. And we got the news about 4 months into the pregnancy that something would be wrong with this baby. And I tell you, I was standing in my kitchen. I had my cell phone in my hand when she called me that Monday morning to give me the news. And when she told me that they had absolutely confirmed that he would be born with Down syndrome, for just a moment, I had a little bit of anger in my heart toward the Lord. And I looked up and I said, God, this is so unfair. And all of a sudden, the fresh wind of his Holy Spirit came into that kitchen. And he whispered to me, oh, but you've been here before. But with a much worse diagnosis. So you know what I did? I squared my shoulders back, and my faith began to grow just a little bit more. And I stand before you today. You know, Emery did good up until he was about 2 years old. And on a Monday morning, the phone rang, and Ashley calls, and she said, Mom, something really, really bad is wrong with Emery. They take him to the doctor, and they're told that he has leukemia. So for 2.5 years, he had to be in the hospital for the first 3.5 months, and then for 2.5 years. But I want to show you what my Lord, my Savior, can do. Play the
game. Bring
it down.
Emery, look.
Yay.
Bring it.
Yay.
Thank you.
But what seems to be a hurricane from this side of the clouds, you know, it's just another chance for mercy to rain down. God sees your storm, how it's gonna pass. The skies are roaring calm, the sun will shine at last. God sees your storm from the other side. So hold on through the rain and do not be afraid. God sees your storm.
Are you ready for the storm this morning? Just hold
on. There is comfort in His very presence. There is shelter underneath His wings. So when my heart is pounding fast from trials as they roll in, I just speak the name above all names and run to Him again. God sees your storm, how it's going to pass. Those skies are growing dark, the sun will shine at last. God sees your storm from the other side.
And you know what? This didn't come to stay, but it came, whatever it is that
We usually set a keyboard up, but this is kind of limited space up here.
We've been waiting so long.
Have you enjoyed Deborah Perry and Jaden's call this morning? Let them know, hey man, it's great to have them at Calvary today. Brother Snyder, would you come this morning?
Talk to you today about when the heat is on. Out of Daniel 3. Because when they were walking around in that furnace, I must have been a lot on the kid. Have I ever pastored you? Said an interesting thing. He said that that thing is heated up seven times hotter. That, I don't think that impressed God very much. It bothered him very much. They said, I thought you put three in there. He said, I did. He said, there's a fourth man walking in there. And he said, he looks like the Son of God. He probably looked like God to the world. But I promise you one thing, those boys knew exactly who that was. They knew somebody was in there that had control over that thing. And when the heat is on, you've done all you can do, and you get in heat, and you haven't done a thing. You haven't done one thing wrong. You've given to the church, you've supported missionaries, you've done Sunday school, you've done it all exactly right. You've even patted your foot on a good Christian song and didn't think it was dancing, so you're all right. Let me tell you something. You'll face something somewhere. And when you do, you better recognize that old man. You need to recognize him. I'm just going to ask him to sing a song for us. An invitation hymn. I'm just going to ask if you realize who God is, what God has done for you. If you are experiencing that heat, if you're in the fire, you can serve God and still walk in a fire. But here's the question I want to ask you. Does knowing that change the value of your faith, knowing it can come anyway? Because what you believe about God will determine the level of your faithfulness. If you don't believe He'll be there, you won't get caught in many of them. If you believe. You remember the guys that said, Can you do something to help us out? He said, if you believe. So I believe. Help thou my unbelief. What in the world does he mean by that? What he is saying, I can believe up to a point. But I can't get past that for anything.
I'm just trying to follow God. I don't even know what I'm doing, frankly. Other than, I don't want to add to anything. I don't want to. She's done what we need. She's done exactly what we need. And I appreciate that. What are people going to think? They're going to think you're going to pray. Come on. Come on. Just come on. Don't try to strike a deal with God. Don't barter this. I'm going to do this if you... No. Just tell Him who you are. Tell Him what you need. And then let God be God. Just let God be God. Come on. Nobody's looking. Come on. Come on. Come on. Walk with God. Come on, folks. You know what that is. You know what that is to be close and God speak to your heart. Don't live off of everybody else's faith. Walk with for yourself. Walk alone with God. Come on. Come on. Stand up with us. Let's sing. Sing it. Come home, ye who, come on.
Don't let them leave this place without doing business with you. For those that need a physical touch, Father, I ask you to touch their bodies, Father, heal their bodies right now. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the service. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's been so real in this place. We just praise you and thank you. Amen.
look at y'all, I ain't got a clue what to do. You want to know what serving the Lord is? This is yes.
This is no. You want to tell you what serving the Lord is? When is your time off? Personal time. And you find out a church needs some help.
And you come anyway. Folks, that's what serving the Lord is. I'm always trying. I don't know about that do, but that's probably a good thing. I know much about that. But I appreciate you guys. I do. Do you love God? Don't give me your church answer. I don't want a church answer. I want you to tell me from the core of your heart. The core of your heart. Do you love Him? Amen. Of course you do. Of course you do. How could you not? How could you not? How in God's name could you not love Him? He smiled on us today. He has been here. And I know more than one thing. He looked more than like Son of God. I knew Him when He passed by. I want to ask him if you can. You know better than me. You can get it dumped in your lap too. No, don't you ever apologize. You're fine. I want to sing one more. And Alan, are we going to eat? Is he going to eat? Oh. I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. I'm going to let them sing one more song and you tell us what to do. I'm married. I just do what I'm told.
We're going to let Deborah Perry and Jaden's call sing one more song. And here's what we need. Notice it's a need. We need you to dig deep down this morning, okay? The church is helping out, but we need the church, to help out a little bit this morning. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but that bus out there, it doesn't belong to the church, it belongs to them. I don't know how long it's been since you filled up your tank, but can you imagine filling that one up? We're going to do our very best to try and help them. This was not a mistake that their schedule is able to have them here this morning. Amen. This was no coincidence. This was God's plan. And I am so thankful that they were able to be here today. I believe God sent them our way today. If you enjoyed them and they were a blessing to you this morning, would you help us just a little bit? Let me get a couple of guys down. They're going to sing another song, and we're going to take up a special offering. Everything, I promise you, everything that goes in the plate this morning will go directly to them. And then once we're done, there's a product table just outside in this hallway, and you're going to have an opportunity to take them home with you and not have to feed them. Amen. Because we want you to be able to take that blessing home as well. And then, speaking of feeding, in a few moments, we're going to go downstairs. You go downstairs, join us in a great time of fellowship. Thank you so much for being at Calvary today. We're going to have a good old-fashioned homecoming meal downstairs. Yes, sir.
Please get one of these bulletins, if you would. I want to thank Dwayne Swan for making most of this information, almost all of it, available. I thank Catherine for putting it together. But the most important thing, if you look in there, you'll see, not my name, that's not the most important thing, but during my tenure, the most important thing we did, I left out. That's my fault. We commissioned and we sent one of the best missionaries I've ever seen in my life to Peru. That's Don and Carla Rich. They've had hundreds saved, given out hundreds of thousands of Bibles, and put it in the hands of people that's never seen the Word of God, never held the Word of God. I got 32 Bibles in my study right now. You'd say you need to read one, but it's either here or there. The point is, I left Don out. That's my fault, nobody else's. But Don wasn't a pastor here, but Buddy Weeks, he's led that church down there. He's built churches, and they've done a lot of work. And don't tell Don I said that, because I don't want him to think I like him.
Church ever to do that with us, not at all. And I tell you what, the love that y'all have shown us
God for your obedience this morning. But I thank y'all again for the love that y'all show in ministry. As he said earlier, our ministry table is out that door. We have CDs, DVDs, shirts. We were blessed and had an opportunity this past year to be on the last two, or the newest two, Gaither homecoming video. Now that, I feel like a kid at a candy store. That was pretty neat. But God blessed us with that opportunity. Never ever want to take that for granted, but thank God that he loves to be a part of that. And my wife, she's so humble, y'all. I'm telling you, she'll go to work, she'll say, now we didn't do a solo on that thing. And I'm like, honey, 99% of the people didn't do a solo. They're all part of the choir, if you know what I'm talking about. And so I'm like, honey, it's okay. People don't care. It's fine. But anyway, thank you again for having us. We do take cash checks, bank cards, state dinners, bass boats, anything you want to donate to the ministry. And thank y'all for having us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I forgot one announcement. Would you come up here? Let's make that quick announcement right quick. Yes, yes. And then we're going to have the blessing upstairs. And here's what we need to do. I'll hand you the microphone down. We're going to need you to, are we going down this way? Is that correct? Go down this hallway, down to the bottom of the steps. Here's what we need to do. If you see someone in front of you that you know is a visitor, make sure that they go before you, okay? If you are a member here, a regular old member, and you're here every Sunday, please let the visitors go first. If you don't recognize someone that's behind you, say, hey, come, and put them before you. Fair enough? All right? We're going to have a great time of fellowship. She's going to say a quick offering, and then I'm going to have a word of prayer.
Okay, everybody here knows we've been preparing for Operation Christmas Child for the shoeboxes. On Sunday, the last Sunday of this month, September the 28th, we're going to be having a fundraiser, and it's going to be a chili fundraiser. We still need more money for mailing those boxes and for whatever extra things we need to get put into them. So we're just letting you all know. And up here in the front, we have a sign-up sheet, so you could sign up for whatever you want to bring for dinner that day. Okay, thank you.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this wonderful that you've given us here today at Calvary. Lord, we could never praise you or thank you enough. Lord, thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit that we have been able to feel in this place. Lord, I know that people will leave here and say, boy, it was good to have been in the house of the Lord today. Lord, thank you for your moving. Lord, I believe some hearts were touched, some lives were changed. And Lord, I pray that it will be evident in the days to come. Lord, I thank you for Deborah Perry and for Jaden's call and for the group. And Lord, what a blessing they have been to us today. Would you please take them and use them in the days to come for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we see how you are using them. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of that today. Lord, thank you again for all of your blessings. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd bless the food, the hands that have prepared it. Lord, I pray that you would be with us, give us a great time of fellowship. Lord, I pray that you would just be with us through this day. Lord, we won't have service here this evening, but Lord, we know that we have been in your house this morning, and we praise you and thank you for it all. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. No service this evening. Come down this hallway. Put the visitors up front. Enjoy a great time of fellowship. And thank you for being at Calvary this morning.